Hi, this is William A. Pother. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. You probably know me best as Ethan Rom in Lost, also perhaps from The Grudge and Threshold. And I'm saying hello to you from here in Knoxville with Glenn at AdventureCon.
Welcome back to the geek fest that is called Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, has it been a crazy week.
It definitely
has. Or a couple of weeks, actually, yeah. I guess, since the last time.
Probably my whole lifetime.
Well, that's true, too. So what's everybody been up to?
Right now, I am not watching the Super Bowl.
No.
No kidding.
We're missing
I'm surprised they don't have you out on call, like, doing the chopper thing over Super Bowl parties and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I took the weekend off.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah. So who knows?
That explains why.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, I'm not on call this weekend. Okay. I didn't, like, use vacation time or anything. I can be on call every other weekend. This is the weekend I chose to not be on call.
Ah.
I don't blame you.
Quite well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for everybody. If it makes you happy, do it. But I'm not a football fan. So I would record the Super Bowl. Fast forward through all the football and watch the commercials.
And watch the commercials.
Yeah. Maybe the halftime show, depending on what's going
on. Depending on who's on, yeah.
Depending on who's getting naked this year.
If there's any kind of...
Well,
yeah,
last
seriously.
Year, you know, it's Prince and his phallic guitar. Yeah.
Please, it's Prince. He's had a phallic guitar for how many years now?
Is he showing his buttocks again?
Who knows?
If I'm going to be that old and have a butt like that, I say more power to him.
He's just a little...
He's holding up very well, though. I mean,
he can afford to have
good.
The surgery.
I don't blame him. I would, too.
I like Prince. He's
me,
cool.
Too. Yeah. Purple Rain was one of the things I saw on HD yesterday.
I'm yes, like, yeah. It is.
Okay, why? Why?
Why not?
I guess.
It's got vanity in it.
That's true.
Great soundtrack, deeply flawed
deeply
movie.
Deeply flawed movie, yes, Mulder. Yes, indeed.
So, what other movie had vanity in it that you can think of off the top of your head?
I don't know. Oh, I'm seeing visions of John Stamos'
Something was a
hair.
Finger?
That's right. Stargrove.
The finger.
The finger.
Oh, poor man.
Yeah.
Poor us.
Never too young to die or
poor
something like that?
Poor pizza guy was probably very confused.
It was Transylvania guy or whatever.
Oh, so. He's fine. Actually, I don't think that was. I don't think that was Eastern European man. I think he was... He was Western-ish.
I don't know.
Not cowboy hat Western-ish, but
whatever.
More.
Not yeah. That far west.
Yeah.
Okay. Been up to anything else?
Not a whole lot. Let's see. Seems like I've been really busy, but
just haven't been busy doing
geek things.
Jack stuff. Jack crap.
Yeah. Just. Following lots of political stuff on the internet, and that's keeping me busy somehow. I can't imagine that I do that, but I do.
I'm going to bend down the hatches until it's time to vote.
Yeah.
Are you even registered?
No, not yet.
Then you can't vote.
Not yet. You can. It's like May. April or May.
Yeah.
I looked
I think,
it up.
Yeah.
Just
but
to be
you
sure.
Better, you need to register at least 29 days before.
Okay.
So be sure to register soon.
Okay. I will do.
Every time I register, I get called for jury duty.
I love jury duty.
I've never been called for jury duty.
You suck.
They would
I've
send
been
you
called
right
like,
home.
I managed to get out
they
of
would.
It every time, but they it's would. A pain in the ass.
Because they said, well, at least when I was called in Cleveland, they send you a little questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And depending on that questionnaire is whether or not you get actually called to go downtown.
They know not even to waste their time with you. You're
yeah,
like,
they know.
Can we shoot them? It's a parking violation.
Yeah.
Can we shoot them anyway?
Yeah.
I'd be like, is this a hanging judge?
Can I shoot him? It'd be so much
does
cheaper.
Indiana does have the death penalty, don't they?
I believe so. I hope so.
Oh, God.
I think Kentucky does, too, actually.
I wouldn't be so... Yeah, but in Kentucky, they would take you outside of the outhouse and shoot you.
No, they're all liberal with the, oh, we got to do the lethal injection, and now that's too inhumane. Screw it.
You know why? Well, I shouldn't get into this. It sounds a little crazy. But I think they're wanting to move the guillotine back in. And I'm serious.
Oh,
I've seen this on the internet. They're talking about...
Oh, yeah. You can believe everything you see on the
internet. Right? Well, they're saying that the guillotine because if they use lethal injection or they use the electric chair, that you can't use the organs for donations.
I wouldn't
so,
want the organs of a serial killer.
So
sorry.
they're gonna start.
I've seen
using,
that movie.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. They are moving towards a guillotine, or at least if the person that's going to die has signed that they want to donate their organs, mm-hmm. they have the option of the guillotine so that their organs can be used.
If you're a prisoner, you give up that right. If they can use them, they take them. That's part of your debt to society.
Yeah, but what about when the government says, Brad, it's illegal to have red hair? And then you're a prisoner.
bald.
We need your kind of organ, so we're coming after you.
Yeah.
You have this kind of blood type. You have this kind of organ. We're coming after
that's
you.
That's why it's very scary. Do you know that Obama's wife is big on in the medical community, and she's pushing to have all medical records electronic?
Is
you
she
think,
pretty?
I guess.
If we're going to say, if
okay. she's not as pretty as Obama.
I thought
girl.
We weren't going to do the whole political stuff
no,
again.
No, I just like to know
political?
If I'm going to have to say
yes,
people,
it is.
I'm talking about the guillotine.
If I'm going to
no,
say
no, you're bringing politics in there. Let's knock it off.
I saw the blade that killed Marie Antoinette.
Really?
When I was in London.
And her little sister?
It's very narrow. It's like, tiny. It's narrow.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
Huh.
I mean, not that, you know, chopping people's heads off is cool.
No,
just to be able
no.
to see it was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Anyhow.
It was an interesting tour.
Moving away from the Super Sunday political discussion.
I just like to know if I'm going to see somebody on TV that they'll not be funny looking.
I don't. Where are you going with that?
No, I had asked him if she's pretty. If he wins, and I'm going to have to.
Let's
hear
knock
all
the political crap off.
It's not political.
This is not political cast. We can start a political cast. Let's
is she
not
pretty?
Do a political cast.
That was my
cast.
Question. That has nothing to do with her politics.
I'm getting tired of that stuff.
I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying too. So.
Oh Jesus Christ!
No, that won't even get into the religion crap either.
Yeah,
okay.
That would
especially
get
with you.
Too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You and I don't get into a religious talk with him. No.
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 Okay. It'll end badly.
All right. So.
I don't know. Nothing else, really. Anything?
You? Well, we've been on a bit of a shopping binge here lately.
He says this we.
But we'll get into that during Geek and Tell.
Yeah.
Got a couple of rather cool things to talk about.
I'd like to have some money in the bank.
Been a little crazy at work. We had some personnel changes or eliminations, I should say.
Not you.
No,
you.
Not me.
Not
me. So people that were seeing my posts on Twitter, no, I still have my job. A couple other people don't. A couple other
Twitter
people
shoot.
I actually liked. Mm. So that was a bit of a crazy time.
Yeah, that sucks.
And we, bunch of us from work, met up Friday at a little tavern down the road.
Which was very cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
The only thing I don't like is the stuff they bread everything in is very spicy.
Yeah, they have like one type of batter for everything.
What was it? What was the place? I mean,
Puckers.
Puckers?
Puckers.
Puckers on Preston. It's right over, you know, where, of course, where I work. Mm-hmm. It's right over the overpass down Preston. Like if you're heading towards Eastern Parkway, that general area. But it's just right over that overpass, not too far from La Quinta and all that crap.
It was good. The French fries were fantastic.
Yeah,
like,
good food.
Fair French fries.
But like the onion rings and the fish had the same kind of batter.
And the fish itself was fantastic.
Yes, the fish was pretty good. And with the breading, it wasn't bad, but it was a little spicy.
I took the breading off, and it was very good still.
Yeah. So it was a nice, and a big hunk of fish.
Okay, how's
too.
The fish rate with like Molly Malone's?
Oh, not even close. Not even close.
Yeah, Molly Malone's is you get like a half a whale.
Yeah.
Molly Malone's fish is like way, like on a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 27.
Yeah. We'll have to go there again sometime.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we need to. Well,
only
we can start
on
recording
Fridays.
On Fridays again.
No.
We could do that.
No.
Start recording on Fridays, and then
we
can
be in line for a week to get fish from Molly's on Fridays.
Well, we'll do that after. You know, like May.
Hell, April. Towards
mid-April or something like that.
It's
yeah,
really early
I
this
forgot
year.
About it. Especially towards that end of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably don't want to. Yeah, I didn't think about what kind of time of the year it was.
Yes.
Would it be like full of like sports fans or something?
No, Fridays, fish.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Catholic. I don't think he needs to spell it out for
he
him.
Don't pay any attention to that.
Yes, he does.
No.
He knows it's there. He just doesn't.
Right.
I've seen
same
you
with
eat
me.
Meat Lover's Pizza on Friday.
Same with me. I know it's there. I don't necessarily always follow it. I acknowledge that it's there.
Yeah. I mean, I used to try to follow it and kind of decided, you know, it's a watered down version of fasting. I mean, it's like fasting's too difficult for people. We'll just let them not eat meat. They can only eat fish. It's unhealthy.
But isn't fish meat?
No.
I don't understand why.
It's the flesh of an animal.
I used to ask that, too. I don't know. I never understood why either.
I think just because in the Bible it gives it its own category. Really, seriously. I mean, I think it's like it's neither fish nor flesh is like a common.
I wasn't like a t-shirt. Neither fish nor flesh.
Oh, okay.
Funny. That would look at you.
Yeah,
and go,
people
what
would
the
look
hell?
At you like, what the? Yeah.
Okay, so you're like the man or the creature from the Black Lagoon
it'd
or something.
Funny.
The great fish monster.
There you go. Neither fish nor flesh.
But you know, I guess
would that be a turtle?
No.
I was thinking, obviously. You were thinking Lent. I was thinking sports seasons and the place would be full of people watching sports.
That doesn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah, there's not a lot of TVs at Molly Malone's. I think they had the one set up sometimes where they do the karaoke and stuff, but that's about
Brewing
it.
Brewing Company has really good
don't
stuff,
go
too,
there.
Don't go
I mean,
the
good food, but, ooh, man,
not
don't go there on game
sport,
day.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Go well,
I just remembered
Tuesday.
When we went to Molly Malone's last, and those drunk sports fans that came in as we were leaving, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, with me wearing the IU jacket.
Yeah,
that was great.
That event. That's so that sports and Molly Malone's kind of stuck in my head
plan.
For some reason.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Where's the damn IU jacket for?
Ever. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Okay, we're sorry, and we love you. We're sorry. We're really boring today.
We're a little off topic.
Yeah.
We chase a lot of rabbits on that show.
Well,
but we haven't been up to a lot of geektacular stuff. And like I said, it's been a crazy week at work. New regime, shall we say, taking over.
Doesn't affect you though. Not really.
Sort of, kind of, not really.
Not in a direct way.
Indirect way, yeah. It kind of does sometimes in some ways. But that's been a little crazy. Home wise, I don't know anything exciting going on.
Nope, we're finally taking the Christmas stuff down.
Yeah,
Sorry, Elizabeth.
A little after 1st of February.
Well,
we're just damn lazy. That's what it is.
Well, no, every now and then I'll take a few things down and stick them in a box and like, okay. And then the next day, I'll take a few more things down and stick them in the box.
Yeah.
So. Well, you should have at least as long to take it all down as you had to put it up.
That's true.
Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
You don't want to have to take, like, vacation time. Oh, I got to take my Christmas decorations down.
Seriously. It's May, Mr. Boyer. Yeah, well, you know.
Well, at work, our friend Kim has a Christmas tree, and Elizabeth and I had voted that we should put that little tree back up and hang little hearts on it.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I don't think our tree would have stayed up too much longer. Our little $5 tree we got from Bed Bath & Beyond that was POS.
Maybe if we smash it under some stuff over the next year, it'll come out okay.
Yeah, right.
It was pretty sad.
So you've actually been back to work for a couple weeks now.
It's miserable and I hate it.
Well, that sucks.
I love my job. I really do. But I get uncomfortable when I have to sit for so long and... It's just been crappy.
So you get up, jog around the floor a few times.
Well, I do have to get up a lot, but it's just the point that it's not going as well as I want. I missed my friends and I like my job, but it's just like, I wish I could be home doing my job. Because I would get a hell of a lot more done.
That would be nice. I tried to see if they would let me do that from home, and they wouldn't let me take a laptop home.
Well, see, the whole process for getting a laptop from work is like joining the freaking FBI. Mm-hmm. So, back when I knew I was going to have surgery, I said, well, can I just work from home? And she says, well, it'll take a few weeks to get everything and la, la, la. I'm like, well, I'm going to be off for at least 6. There's plenty of time. And they didn't want to do it. So.
Hmm. Yeah, it didn't work. So.
And one of my friends, Elizabeth, she might be moving to Indianapolis soon to be with her boyfriend, who is wonderful. But I'm like, Elizabeth, if you leave, I'm going to have to work from home because I'm not going to be able to cope.
Yeah, you can just certain people. You can just borrow
just in general
stuff with Glenn's and take care of them.
The whole day would not be as much fun with her.
Well, I imagine that in dealing with banking or medical stuff, that you would have security issues and whatever.
Yes,
and...
But a lot of people get to work from home. They get to take their laptops home and do whatever. I'm like, I'm doing less. The things I do are less information secure than what they do. like, okay, just send me home with a laptop. I'll have it all done by noon. And
I'd like to work from home. Can I take the helicopter home? I got a big backyard.
Can
we could
just
put
me
the helicopter in the backyard.
Just pick me up
not
when
quite
it's
that
hard.
Big.
Can I tape like a big H, paint a big H on the backyard for helicopter?
Oh,
you can park
God.
It over in the bingo hall across the street.
Yeah, no. They've turned that into some sort of used car lot over there.
It would save you time in the morning. They could just pick you up on the way wherever they're going.
That's true.
You could be all ready to go.
The Jeff High's got a helipad.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't remember that. I wouldn't be surprised. But
do that many
land on the football field.
Do that many people get hurt that they have to have a helicopter?
No, Friday night flights and stuff like that, I think. Probably.
Probably.
So. Huh. But so that pretty much winds up what the heck we've been up to.
We're pretty boring.
20 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Boy, I'll tell you.
15.
I'm getting ready to go into sweeps month again. This is going to be
a big
February sweeps, and we've got a lot of hours left, so I imagine it's going to be very busy for me.
So we should
but
talk a lot.
There's not a
so
lot of crap to
content.
Cover ratings-wise because there's nothing on television except
Seriously.
Reality shows.
Right.
Makes me sad. I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should take a look collection.
Is it a demon?
No. Well, it could be a demon for all this misery.
A dancing demon?
Who knows at this point?
Something
if we
just
collect,
isn't right there.
Everybody gives a dollar in America.
I tried that.
We
you got one, finally.
We will give them, we will give the writers the money. Go away, make some shows. We need some shows.
It's reality stuff. Got to go.
It's just miserable.
Well, you have heard one of the new reality shows coming out, don't you?
Mm.
My dad is better than your dad.
No, yeah. Oh, my dad's better than your
no,
dad.
No, I kid you not.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
that work,
I don't
and I.
think so. This
my
is
dad,
just getting crazy.
I just want to go back in time when that beautiful moment where like the new series were announced and it was all fantastic to be a geek for the first time in history. And then they go on strike.
I've got a great idea for a reality show. Who wants to be the doctor?
Me. Okay, no, not me.
Casting the next the 11th doctor.
No, I don't want to think about it. La, 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 la.
But the thing is, the writers aren't on strike in England.
I know.
So they don't need
so
to do reality.
That's why we're importing a fair bit of our
they
television.
They need to go double time because we need to make some more shows.
Yeah, we're importing Torchwood and Primeval.
I totally understand.
And we'll get into those a little later.
I totally understand the writer's plight. I totally support them. But
make some damn shows.
Make some damn shows, because you're just making it harder for us to. You're making it harder to dig America out of the reality show hole.
And we've bought a lot of DVDs to watch
because there's
nothing on television.
Which exactly is undermining the whole purpose of the writer's strike to begin with.
So. All right. Well, that wraps up getting us caught up. Well, since what
we've been pretty boring lately.
Pretty much. That gets us caught up with what we've been doing since the last time we recorded.
Not
easy
a
for
whole,
you to say.
A hell of a lot.
No, oh God, it's bad. I've got like meningesia or something.
No, it's like when you get home from work, it's almost time to go to bed, so there's not a whole lot
well,
of
for
time.
For you.
Yeah, I know. Which adds to the misery of having to go back to work.
Well, being winter, it's like dark when I leave work.
Yeah, and then it's dark when I get home. It's like, okay, make dinner, go to bed.
Take That's bath, it. Take nap.
Pretty much, exactly.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break, energize with some caffeinated beverages.
Or
and
some water. Some
caffeinated
some
water.
Chlorinated beverages.
Yeah. And we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
I said chlorinated without screwing it up. Rock on.
Year one.
If you could have any of Jane's t-shirts, which one would you want?
And it's here surrounded.
And now, she's in the
middle of this ride.
No, wait
a minute. I can't remember. Year two.
You're Dr. Kim.
Ready.
Well,
what should I do?
Who with this?
We're going to live.
This guy's got a blind man. Oh, jeez, that is hilarious.
Year three.
The verse just
happened. So I says to him, I says,
isn't it would make breaking up more mighty floaty.
You have that suit ready for Mr. Badger by tomorrow, or you will become intimately acquainted with my associate here, Mr. Lead Pipe, in the firm of pain, agony, and pain.
Now, the signal is back for a bigger and better fourth season.
This is the place. We'll buy you the time.
Hold. Hold till I get back.
It is a way of life for thousands of strangers who, like Serenity's crew, bonded to become something more than themselves, a family, with a mission to keep the fire's diverse alive.
Welcome back to The Signal!
Yes, welcome back. It is... We've had our little bit of time off, and we are back. Season 4, going strong. I can't wait.
Find us at www.serenityfirefly.com.
Yes, even with the writer's strike still going on, we've managed to watch some stuff.
We will overcome.
So welcome to the TV and DVD in Shadow Puppet, I guess, talk.
What?
Shadow Puppet? I don't know. I'm just making this crap up as I go along.
Puppets. I missed the puppets. I would have brought my own.
Okay. Oh, so where's what's everybody been watching?
I not only started watching a series... I completed it.
No.
Heroes?
So, tell us.
No, I've already watched Heroes.
Okay.
Remember, I already watched season one of Heroes. Season three of the 4400.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I need to catch up myself.
Really?
Yeah.
We probably ought to pick those up.
Because I think you'd like it.
Oh, I'm sure I would, because eventually Summer Glau shows up.
Yeah.
She's only a little bit, though, and she plays crazy.
Well, she does it quite well.
She appears again in the third season.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she still
Not
crazy?
Not to give away too much. I can't say.
Okay.
Well, you know it's been canceled.
Yeah. So I don't know how the fourth. I don't want to know, but I don't know how the fourth season ended. So I hope it's a nice conclusion.
I hope they gave them enough of time.
Yeah, exactly.
From what I hear, you might be disappointed.
Damn it!
Same thing with Dead Zone. Dead Zone got canceled too, and never apparently got to the big climax.
Okay, USA. So. What else are you doing? Nothing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The writer's strike's killed off a lot of stuff.
Which makes me so. See, this is what brings about the apocalypse. That you know. But the apocalypse is coming. Beat me.
But they were also saying that they were trying to clear the way for new shows.
Yeah, reality shows.
Yeah, new what?
Get
shows.
Rid of Psych,
exactly.
For God's sakes. God. It's stupid looking.
Get rid of
And
American
Monk's kind
of
run its course. You know, how often can you do the germaphobe
But he's
shtick?
Wonderful.
Yes, he's a great
he's
actor.
He's a great actor, definitely.
That was
we
a hell of a
get
thing.
Those. We need to get those on DVD.
Yes, we do.
I love
Eventually,
him.
I guess. You know, the when they pop up 20 bucks or something.
Oh, yeah, the first couple seasons are wonderful.
Well, of course, 4400, short season.
Yes.
But I really made a lot of effort to try to finish it before ratings started, so I have a little more free time.
Good.
And actually tore through it pretty quick.
Good.
And it was good. I've enjoyed the series.
Good.
I mean, maybe not the biggest, best series ever, you know.
It's
but
quirky
it's,
and interesting.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of X-Files.
Yeah, it's like X-Men and X-Files had a baby, and it's 4400.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, both of them have an X in the title, so
get
one more and you can have a little, you know, going on.
Tom and Diana were Scully and Mulder.
I thought it was Jack and Diane.
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay.
They don't have little pink houses.
They tore that house down.
That's so sad.
They actually did, because
really?
You know it was
in the video.
It was in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of
right
music,
the road.
Can I just get this out of the way?
Okay, get it out of the way.
I had this incredulous look on my face yesterday when I said, Brad, don't interrupt me. I'm watching Dexy's Midnight Runners on YouTube.
Really?
And he looks at me. I'm like,
come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. And he's like,
I've heard of the song, but the band never heard of it.
Holy crap. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, let's,
one of my all-time
okay,
favorite
let's
songs.
Take a look at the back of my neck here. What color is the back of my neck?
You never turned the radio on in the 80s, because that's pretty much all they play.
In the video,
I turned
wearing,
the radio on. The country.
In the video, they're wearing
overalls
so that's kind of redneck.
Nothing else.
Well, you know.
Quite literally.
Yeah, and nothing else.
I'm not knocking the music.
No, it was just funny.
I'm just saying that I'm...
I just thought it was funny, because it's like, that's one of my favorite songs ever, and you've never heard of it.
Whatever floats your boat. So
it's a good song.
So you've been watching 4400. Anything else?
No, not really. That's pretty much it. Just 45. I mean, it's a whole series.
That's good. I'm very proud
like
of you.
13 episodes or 12 when I'm doubling.
Damn British seasons.
We've
not even a British show.
We've been catching up on a couple of things. Watched some Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I will apologize because I hated the pilot and I loved the next couple episodes.
It's pretty good, and I've heard people complaining about Summer Glau's acting. You know, it's too wooden.
She's
a
robot.
She's supposed to be like that.
Cyborg.
Cyborg rope. No, technically, I guess she would be a robot because Cyborg would
incorporate
some sort of human part or
bits.
Into that.
But I think that the flesh is grown over the
skeleton
frame.
The last episode we watched
gross.
Kind of
explains
that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was really good and gross.
Very gross.
And she's cute. She's trying so hard to fit in at high school. And it was very cute.
I got you a present.
Yeah.
It's tight.
She was very cute. And I couldn't stand the pilot, but the next two episodes I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely shades of River in there. That's for darn sure.
She's very cute.
And she can kick ass.
Well, I've only seen the pilot. And, of course, I'm...
It gets better.
Did you watch the actual aired version of the pilot?
No, I watched the...
There are differences.
Okay.
There are some differences.
None that I really noticed that were glaring, though. So you didn't miss anything major.
I'm going to be downloading and watching that series because I don't watch Fox anymore.
You can get it through Xbox Live. You can get it through Xbox Live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I would say
hold. Of course,
hold
you
out.
Actually got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Because you never know about Fox. So I'd say wait until you know how many there's going to be before you invest any kind of emotionalness into the show.
I think there were, I want to say, 8 episodes filmed before the strike hit. So there's still a few more going
show
on.
Them. I think there'll be more.
No, they're desperate for crap. They will probably show them. I'm pretty confident of that.
They should have learned their lesson with Firefly.
I think they did. That's why they're airing them in order.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Inconceivable.
somebody if I could probably going, mean. God damn it, we shouldn't have got rid of that show.
Yeah.
Because we bought, oh no, you already had it. I was going to say, he bought it again, but no, he had that for a while yet.
Yeah, so we watched Sarah Connor Chronicles.
We watched Atlantis.
Stargate Atlantis, related to that. Pretty good.
I like it. I'm desperate for any kind of Stargate show. And Dr. Lee was in this episode.
Yeah, and we met him. He's
Milgow
pretty cool.
And was fantastic, so I was happy to see him again.
So it was good. Wasn't great. Let's see. What else did we watch?
I liked it. I thought it was good.
We watched 4 things today. We watched a lot of stuff today.
It was symmetrical. I liked it.
What else did we watch today?
We watched the season premieres of Supernatural and Lost.
The mid-season premieres or whatever.
Another
episode of Supernatural.
It was very good. Kind of gross.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Lost. Still the thing of answering questions, but every question they answer, they raise like 5 more.
Mm. See, I love Hurley, and this was a very Hurley-centered
episode.
Yeah,
this is definitely a Hurley episode.
So it was lovely to see him.
Lots of flash forwards.
Yes, But are what we're seeing flashbacks, or is this...
No, this is flash. What we're seeing...
No, but like, is all the island stuff flashbacks? And what's going on now is what's going on now. It's very confusing.
What's going on the island is, quote, the present.
And I still want Kate dead. I'm sorry.
She was a little less obnoxious in this because she wasn't in it that much.
Yeah, she's only for a few minutes. I just can't stand her. And I just, Elizabeth and I watched it, and I did the little squeal when I saw Dominic Monaghan's name in the credits.
Yeah, the Hobbit was back on the show.
I was just glad to see him in the credits again.
I'm still hopelessly behind. I'm on the last disc of season 2. I still haven't finished season 2.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You can pretty much skip over the first 6 episodes. Well, no, you like Kate, so you'll watch those first episodes.
Yeah, skip the first disc and a half of season 3.
Yeah.
I bought season 3 and I loaned it to Carly. She's watched it twice already.
Wow.
And she's like, hurry and finish season 2 and we can watch season 3 together.
So, yeah.
You know, it was good. I liked it. I love Hurley. He's my favorite.
Still got Smallville to watch.
Yes, we kind of like see the sucky thing about now is that everything on is on Thursday nights, and Brad happens to listen to one of his shows on Thursday nights.
That's not stopping you from watching it.
I know, but we usually always watch them together, and it's like okay, but everything is on at the same time. You have Lost and Supernatural and Smallville.
Yeah, all kind of at the
overlap.
Same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do they do that? That's bothered me. That's one of the things that's bothered me the most in my life.
It's true.
It's called competition. You know, trying to ratings,
like
man.
How poorly everything is doing because of the writer's strike. You'd think that they would try to spread out the love a little more.
It's like however many networks are there. It's like okay, we'll take this night. You put all your good shows on this night. We'll put crap on the rest of the week.
Yeah, whole rest of the week.
Same thing
with
on this night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. So I'm going to have to come into work all hungover on Fridays because I have to stay up till 1 o'clock just to make sure I watch all the shows before Friday morning when all my friends are talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like because all my friends are talking about it, there's like 4 or 5 of them who watch Lost.
So you can talk about them Monday morning.
Like, yeah, but the next day they're going to be spoiling me, and I'm going
to
be all...
Don't listen to them. Well, when smack them in the back of the head.
Right around you, it's kind of hard.
I'll loan you the battle axe there, and you can take it to work.
Loan me.
That may not work out so well.
No.
Only if she gets caught.
I like my job, and the people I work for are very nice.
Bunch of nurses, they can put the heads back on, no problem.
Depends on what their specialty was.
Oh. Okay.
Because some people don't really know a whole lot outside their specialty.
So, yeah, we haven't watched a whole lot outside of that.
I wanted to.
A couple of things, but I need to talk about those in Geek and Tell.
I wanted to watch Shaun of the Dead. And I still need to see Sweeney Todd email Brad.
Nothing, Martin. I said, what do you want to do tonight?
Last weekend, I had it all planned out. I had all three movies planned out last Saturday.
Oh.
And he's like, no.
No, I didn't say no. Yes.
I had I Am Legend, Pirates Who Don't Do Anything, and Sweeney Todd all planned out.
What was that second one?
The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything.
VeggieTales.
Oh, VeggieTales. Okay.
Just because they're cute. They're very cute. I can't wait for the commentary on the DVD.
I was talking to my friend Mike yesterday, who told me he went and saw Sweeney Todd
Good
at the theater, and he liked it, and he heard that the musical is coming to Louisville.
It's the 12th through the 17th. Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Cool. But I don't know. I've seen the costume changes in, like, the little preview ads. I'm like, I don't know. What if they screwed it up? Don't mess it up. It's good. Leave it alone.
This is the same woman that is just livid about what they've done to Phantom of the Opera. It's Joel Schumacher.
Let's not talk about that. I could do a whole podcast.
But, you know, like, you know, comic book fans apparently got angry about Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, just with Phantom of the Opera.
No, because half of it was really, really good. I loved everything else, but... Gerard Butler. If I could have taken him out and smacked somebody else in who actually had talent. Sorry.
Careful, he's a Spartan.
See, you say Spartan, I think Saturday Night Live.
This
I can't help it.
Opera!
I can't help it. I think Will Ferrell when you say Spartan. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, does that wrap up our TV and DVD talk?
I think so. I can't think of anything else we watched. I watched more PBS, but that's okay.
You watch a lot of PBS.
I watch it before I go to bed.
Of course, it's
one
of the only things that show on over the air.
No, but they show BBC World News on air.
Oh, that's what else we've been watching. Yeah,
but you see a whole lot more footage of stuff that you wouldn't see on our news.
I have thank you for mentioning the BBC, because we also have been watching Torchwood.
I have a tattoo right there, BBC.
Torchwood, series 2 of Torchwood.
Yes, it was very good.
Very good. 4 episodes in.
I love that.
Awesome.
4 already?
Yeah, 4. They're a third of the way through the season.
God, it makes me so sad.
And
it was very
3 or 4,
good.
Yeah.
Those short seasons.
It was a Tosh episode. It was so good.
And Primeval.
We haven't watched that yet.
Watched the latest one of that. No.
Don't
but
lie.
We'll probably watch that pretty soon.
Yes.
But yeah, very good.
We love Primeval.
Very different than the first season in a lot of ways.
Very sad. It just tore my heart out. It was good.
Yeah. His ex-wife or whatever. She's not near as pretty as... what's his name? The lead scientist on Primeval.
Oh, I'm thinking Torchwood. I'm like, okay, whose wife? What happened? Okay. Yeah, I don't like Helen, and I'm sorry, but I Helen is one of my favorite names, and she's just a bitch, pardon me, but she is.
Yeah, and the new do is not very complimentary.
She's very masculine and scary.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we've been enjoying that. Jayhawk, you're a bastard for getting us hooked on that show.
No, he's just lucky there's a second series, because I'd have been on the next flight out to Kansas. Because it was really good.
Okay. And on that note, Christina has to go book her airline ticket out to Kansas to smack Jayhawk in the back of the head. And we will be back with the rest of the show right after this.
I'd be going to Cardiff. Are you insane?
Hey, guys. T.A. Sizemore out in Phoenix, Arizona. Just calling in with a suggestion. And it's a really easy suggestion that would save you guys some money, and I know that's a good thing, although it takes a little bit of self-control, but I'm sure you guys know what Netflix is. You're geeks. You've got to know what Netflix is. Well, have you heard of Gamefly? Gamefly is the same thing for video games. For about $15 a month, you get a video game out of your queue. When you're done playing the video game, you send it back. They have all the latest releases. Of course, the newer stuff is always harder to get. But that one, that $15 you buy for a crappy, you know, it may be okay video game, now became a, oh, I don't like this video game, I can return it and get a new video game, keep it as long, there's no late fees, none of that stuff, and then you can try it and before you buy it. And that's what me and my wife have been doing with our new games for the week. I'm trying to do re-reviews for the games. You can find those at dasizemore.com, on my blog, at abusethemuse.blogspot.com. But, yeah, that's the best thing in the world. So Gamefly is, gotta tell you, that's saving me money, because now I don't have to, I just add a movie to my queue. So you guys keep it up, have fun, don't have too much fun now, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Ah, we're back.
Welcome, my cheeky little monkeys.
And that sound means we have celebrated. What? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I made a weird sound on the thing. But that sound means we have candy wrappers to open.
That's right.
And, of course, that means it's time for some geek cuisine.
And these aren't even bad for you. I'm looking at the back of the nutritional.
Well, supplements. Relatively yeah. speaking, anyway.
No, there's hardly any fat in these at all.
It's time to ruin my dinner. That's what that means.
There's hardly any fat. You'll be fine. It's just sugar.
We have Skittles, but not just any kind of Skittle. We have new chocolate mix Skittles.
They don't smell like I thought they would.
Yes, we were out at Target the other day. I saw these. I lunged.
He lunged.
Said, we have geek cuisine.
It was cute. He did lunge. I don't know. They don't smell chocolate. I was expecting it to smell chocolatey when you open it.
In general, I like Skittles.
Yes.
But I like the fruity citrus flavors, so we'll see.
I'm going to take
you like
one
fruits?
Of each. I'm going to take
okay.
out two of each color.
So we've got chocolate mixed Skittles. So we've got so we've got different flavors here. We got s'mores, chocolate caramel, chocolate pudding, brownie batter, and vanilla.
See, if these are good.
Now, how can
they
have chocolate mix when they have vanilla Skittles in there?
I guess that's the mix part.
We might have to get more of these if they're good.
She's laying them out.
Well,
in
no, this way
rows.
I can taste them separately. This way I know what they taste like. Because if you put them all in your mouth at once, you're not going to notice.
Alrighty, so let's give them a shot. See what we think.
How many are there supposed to be? 1, 2, 3. Oops, I only have 4.
I think I got some brownie batter ones here.
Yeah, I think I messed it up. Oh well.
And you know, it does kind of taste like brownie batter.
Oh, I think we're going to have to get more if they're good.
Great radio.
Yep.
I don't like crunching into the microphone because I hate eating.
I go ahead. That's part of the.
No, because my mom will wait until she's eating and then call you, and it's just gross. I love you, Mom.
Yeah. That's when we try chocolate caramel next.
I have
pretty good
vanilla.
One. Brownie batter, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I've got the vanilla. It's good too.
I'm looking forward to a chocolate pudding. That sounds good.
They had cinnamon rolls in the cafeteria at work last
mm-hmm.
week. So that was my lunch 2 days out of 2 days.
Yeah, of course, I'm not much better when it comes to eating.
Chocolate pudding is good. The vanilla is good, too. Even though it's not chocolate.
I need to find a vanilla. I need to find a vanilla one here.
Let's pull out my new filling. Okay.
Same here.
I had to go to the dentist last week. It wasn't fun.
She says, as we're eating all these
and
sugary
I'm chewing
candies.
On the other side.
99.9% sugar.
I had a filling just that came out. So I had to have it put back in.
Ooh, the vanilla is good. Mm-hmm. Kind of a French vanilla taste.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't found one I don't like.
I can't tell what this one is. Ooh, caramel. Okay.
Kind of got hit with it right there at the end. Not bad at all.
Yeah. I think these probably ought to stick around.
And
you know?
Like Debbie from the other Far Point, shows.
Winging it.
I am quite happy that they have chocolate hearts all by themselves, because the conversation hearts in chocolate were always my favorite.
Talk into the mic, dear. So can pick
I'm
up.
Right in front of the microphone.
Yes, but talk into the microphone.
Not while I'm chewing. It's rude.
Well, yeah, but it's also rude for people not to be able to hear you. All right. So, thumbs up all around the chocolate mix Skittles.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you for
picking these
up. So, go
look for them. It's in a brown Skittle packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can find them, we know that they've been spotted at Target, because that's where we got ours. So, go look for them.
Good luck.
Try them. If you like chocolate, you'll definitely enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you like Skittles, you'll enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. And while we try to super glue our fillings back in our teeth, we'll be back with more geek fun right after this.
Heroes. The very word conjures images of women and men in noble costumes, paragons of virtue, harnessing powers beyond comprehension to fight for justice and defend good against the plots and ravages of evil. Kiepsy Branson once dreamed of being a hero, but she and the other members of the so-called third wave of superpowered humans have been judged to have abilities too weak and useless to be formally trained as heroes by the Academy. But as a villainous plot threatens to tear Seventh City apart, what Kiepsy and her friends learn is that in a world in which so-called heroes are manufactured by greed and driven more by agenda than principle, true heroism isn't about the strength of your powers or the shine of your costume. True heroes are those who make difficult choices for good with the powers that they have, whatever those may be. Playing for Keeps is the new novel by Murr Lafferty, available for free via podcast in both audio and PDF formats, and now available for purchase in print. For more information, please visit playingforkeepsnovel.com.
And we are back.
Welcome back.
All right, it is time for the part of the show where we show how badly we put a hit on the credit card bill.
Let's not think about it. I'll just get
sad. I try not to. We really need to put this as a business so we can write it off as a tax deduction.
We just need to buy less crap. Stuff, sorry.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
No, I know.
No.
A girl can dream.
We buy stuff so the listeners don't have to. You got it. So
whether or not it's good.
You picked up anything late, or are you going to talk about that later?
I'll talk about some movies I picked up.
Yeah.
It's funny. I picked up Saw 4.
How is it? Have you seen it?
Why?
Yeah. Well,
he's a completionist.
Yeah, that's the problem. I am a completionist. I've seen Saw 1 and 2, which were pretty good. I bought Saw 3. Hadn't gotten around to watching it, and yet Saw 4 came out, so I went ahead and bought it.
A friend of mine saw 4, and she said it was just torture porn.
Oh, really?
She said the first two or three were really good. She's like, and this one just was
the first one
porn.
Was torture porn.
Yeah.
But at least with the first one, the idea of it was new.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
So, I don't know. I hadn't seen it. It was cheap when it came out.
There
you
go.
Know? So I went in and picked it up. It'll be something to watch here eventually. So
you could do the marathon and watch them all.
And,
yeah.
I just got this. We can talk about this in unison.
Yeah, we was over at Target today doing a little bit of shopping. And they had a nice sale on DVDs.
That's what I did for not going with him.
I asked you several times if you wanted to go.
I know.
Glenn thanks you for not going, because otherwise we probably wouldn't have found these.
I wouldn't have stopped you.
Robert Rodriguez's Planet Terror.
Yeah.
First, the good half, shall we say, of Grindhouse.
Grindhouse, yeah.
Two-disc special edition, $10. Can't beat it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I went and saw this at the theater, and I really liked the Planet Terror part. I mean, Death Proof was okay, but I really liked Planet Terror, and thought I would get it when it came out. And then I thought we might be getting a copy to review for Guilty Pleasures, so I held off because I didn't need two copies
and
of it.
And it never showed up.
And it never showed up. Yeah. So then I thought, well, they're bound to release a double feature with Death Proof or something, or maybe it'll come out on HD or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's happened. And then Brad found it on sale, and
I
was like, all right.
You can't beat that for anything.
Yeah. I've been really wanting to watch it again, and Carly hasn't seen it yet either.
Oh,
it's got like the missing footage and stuff in it, and so it should be
and
interesting.
I was looking at the credits, I'm like, oh, hey, that's Saeed. I'm like,
yeah.
And Stacey Ferguson. Like, Fergie Stacey Ferguson? Because I'm not really a huge fan, but Elizabeth's been listening to her at work, and I overhear her over the cubicle. I'm like, huh, it kind of grows on you.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really like her at first, but she kind of grows on you. So I'm excited to see that because I had not seen either one of those. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Fergie's good. I like Fergie. Mm-hmm. But the thing I was looking forward to is the 10-minute film school.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Rodriguez puts that on all of his movies.
Ooh,
there's
I
a
like
new
that.
10-minute film school on all of them. So I've been eager to see that.
That's cool.
So now we've got it. Thank you, Brad. Thank you again.
Not a problem.
And this will lead into some of your other stuff. I did pick up two movies. I forgot to bring with me to show you. But I ordered from Amazon Cat People.
I saw that.
In HD.
Advertised, yes.
Yeah, Cat People. And a, what's it called? A Clockwork Orange.
Ooh, I bet that would be good in HD.
Yeah, I bet it will.
Cool.
So, haven't had a chance to watch them. I'll tell you guys about them after I see them. But those were two quirky movies that I thought would be just awesome to have, and especially to have in HD.
Spiffy.
So. Cool. Went over to Best Buy. Yeah, been to Best Buy several times the past couple of weeks, and they had some DVD TV sets on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up the fifth season of Dead Zone. Good show.
It is a very good show.
And the third season of Veronica Mars.
Boo.
For like $20 a pop.
Boo.
And for $20, you can't really beat a season of television.
Right.
Even though the third season of Veronica Mars was less than great. But I want to see it because it's got some extras. And
I like the extras.
It has the pitch reel that they were going to do to try and pitch to CW to pick it up for season 4.
Where she was going to be in FBI school.
Yeah, something like that. Crazy stuff. So pick those up. Still in the seal because we haven't had a chance to get to them yet. Then went over to GameStop. GameStop had a buy two, get two. So I've got two... picked up two DVDs, and I'll get to the other two here in a little bit. But I got Mulan 2.
Oh, you know, I haven't even seen the first one.
What?
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Pursuit of Happiness.
I should have gotten Calendar
Girls. Will Smith, he's great in everything he's in.
I should have swapped that for Calendar Girls.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't watch that, so I didn't bother.
I don't know. Pursuit of Happiness. You know, if he had a machine gun, that would be cool.
But he was running from some kind of monster.
Yeah, you know, I like Will Smith, but...
Tommy Lee Jones was in it.
Yeah.
Look at that, Stack. You're such a whore.
Yeah, okay. Well. No, a whore gets paid for it.
Seriously.
But the other day...
I guess then he's... If he's paying for it, then he's such a John.
Well, that is my first name, so...
Yeah, there you go.
That's why it was so funny.
And he says the other day, like, Uncle Traveling Matt from Fraggle Rock. I love it.
Well, like I had mentioned in the opening of the show, I had a crappy day at work. And so I had to get out of the office for a while. So I said, I'm going to go to Subway for lunch. I hadn't been to Subway for a while. Well, the nearest Subway to where I work is next to a book and music exchange.
Not the one on Bardstown Road.
No, this is the one on Preston. So, you know, I'm like, well, you know, I'm go ahead and poke in there. So I walk in, and their video game accessories cabinet is almost straight ahead as you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I looked in, and they had an Xbox 360 HD DVD drive.
And the heavens opened, and the angels sang.
Oh, hallelujah. And it was a very good price. So I'm like, guys, here, over here. I need to get this. Yeah,
me.
And so I bought it. And the cool thing about it was they didn't have any copies of King Kong. So he's like, I'll just pick out one of the HD movies. So I did that and got Dark Man.
Which is fantastic, because it's Liam Neeson. Hello?
Yeah.
No, I know I talked a while back that I had bought the trilogy, but Dark Man, great movie, and it's HD. So.
And right. Liam Neeson in high tech.
But, you know, it's like potato chips. You just can't have one.
You're skipping a part.
How do you mean I'm skipping a part?
You called me at work.
Yeah.
And he only ever he'll email me, but he only ever calls me when he buys something big. So he calls me. He leaves me a voicemail. I come back from lunch and see my little glowy red button. And, oh, no, what did he buy? So I called him back. He goes, there's my FU to eBay. Because he had been trying for like a month to get this thing off of eBay.
He's getting sniped at like the last minute.
So he's like, this is my FU to eBay. And I found one. It was cute.
And, yeah, we already had one HD DVD. We've had it for about a year.
Yes, because we're stupid.
Serenity.
It looks very pretty.
So that makes two HD DVDs, right? Okay, that should be enough to get you started.
No.
We've been out running around.
I wish the audience could see my face.
On my way home that the next day, I stopped at Book of Music on Barstown Road.
This is the best one.
And they had Blazing Saddles. So, you know, it's a classic movie. Got it in HD. One of my favorites because it's funny as hell.
I love Mel Brooks and I love Gene Wilder, but I come home from work. It's like I get off at 4:30, okay, but I don't usually get home until like 6:15. And I get home and I'm tired and he's already watching his HD thing. And I sit down on the couch right next to this DVD, Blazing Saddles. I'm like, you bought Blazing Saddles? And he's like, hell yeah. And then I say, on purpose? And yes, he chose it on purpose.
Damn Skippy.
I mean, it's a good movie, but I it's not something that I would choose for HD.
Well, I didn't have it. Anyway, surprisingly, I don't know why I hadn't gotten it yet, but luckily I didn't. And it's got some cool extras, some deleted scenes, some commentary by Mel Brooks.
He's 100 years old now, isn't he?
No kidding. A couple of documentaries, and then Black Bart, the 1975 pilot episode of the proposed TV series spinoff. And it's also got the theatrical trailer. Thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. One of my favorite parts is that they're so little. Mm-hmm. You could fit, you know, twice as many on the shelf because they're not as tall.
No kidding. Then, couple days later, went back to Book of Music on Preston because I get on a lunch kick. I go to the same place every day for like a week or two and rotate it out. So I wanted some more Subway. I'm like, well, while I'm here, got one over there. And
since we stopped.
Picked up Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Cool.
Helen Rickman. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, she didn't give me too much grief about that.
That's something that's like, it's a visual spectacle.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree.
That's cool.
I'm holding off on those. I figure I'll
wait a couple years.
Wait until I can get the box set with all of them.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So, went to Best Buy.
Hi, Best Buy.
And they had a buy one, get one on some DVDs. On the HD DVDs.
BBC stuff a little cheaper.
No shit.
Because I'd buy some stuff.
But they had to buy one, get one, and of course it was only on like certain 8 titles or whatever.
That were stupid.
One of which was Transformers. I'd already bought Transformers, but it's a pretty visual spectacle, and there's a lot of cool extras on it.
There was no question about that, but I'm like, that's the one you have to guess.
So I bought Transformers, and then I got Shaun of the Dead.
I'm excited. I've never seen it, and I think
I haven't seen it either. Actually,
you guys need to see that. You will love it. It's a fantastic movie.
Also, figure since one of the guys in it is going to be Scotty.
Let me see again.
In the new Star Trek movie.
Thank you.
But yeah, I did the same thing when I got my HD drive. I had just bought the 2-disc special edition of Transformers, and then turned around like a week later and bought it on HD.
So Carly's got the regular DVD.
Yeah, she's got my regular. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited! Can we watch this now? Let's stop the show and go watch this now.
Well, then you'll be that much later on getting to bed.
That's okay. It's cute. This is another one. I'm like on purpose.
So, went back to GameStop. GameStop, of course, had their buy two, get two. And I told you about just a little bit ago about the two that I got, Pursuit of Happiness.
The first place we went sucked, though.
No kidding. They were assholes.
No, he wasn't an asshole. It's just that Brad had gotten King Kong and like three other things. And they could not find the disc that went to the King Kong HD.
And it had like half a dozen copies.
Yeah, it had like four or five copies on the shelf, and he couldn't find any of them. So obviously they were all together in someplace else. And he's like, this is not the first time it happened today. So he was pissed because he couldn't find them. And Brian was pissed because he couldn't find him either. But
I go, okay, we'll go spend our money somewhere
else.
It's
not the guy's fault. He looked angry that somebody had moved his stuff around on him.
So those two. Then I had picked up Clerks 2, the two-disc special edition.
You know what? I'm a Kevin Smith fan. Dogma is in my top 10.
I still haven't seen that.
God, you would love it.
I'm really surprised.
Love it to death. I adore this movie. But Clerks 2, I couldn't stand it. I really couldn't stand it. And that's not normal for me. Usually I find something redeeming in everything.
So I got Clerks 2, the two-disc special edition, and Hollywoodland.
With Adrian Brody.
And a bunch of other people.
Yes.
Ben Affleck, Diane Lane.
He's lovely.
Bob Hoskins. So.
Bob, I actually saw him play Iago in Othello to Anthony Hopkins. Othello.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the little orange bird, Iago.
No, Iago from Othello. Yeah, Anthony Hopkins is as Othello. It was very weird, but he was very good.
Cool. So, yeah, we go from standard DVD to a shelf of HD DVD in the space of a week.
I'm trying to find something that I would like on HD. I'm like, okay, Transformers, but we already have that. Like, okay, I don't know. Like, and I'm looking at the list on Amazon. I'm like, the only other thing I can think of that I would like to see in HD is Van Helsing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but there's not really a whole lot out there yet. And some of the stuff that I want is on Blu-ray, which totally sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
And hopefully Microsoft will make a Blu-ray external drive for the 360.
I want to see Across the Universe in HD, and it's only available on Blu-ray.
Ones I'm holding out for at the moment, I mean, I could go pick them up, you know, for the route, but I think I'll get 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a really nice one. And
do you have it on LaserDisc?
No, I don't.
Really? Because that's like a classic. I thought you would. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've got it on like VHS. Or something.
Yeah.
I had it a long time ago. And I want to get, I don't have to have them, but I think it would be cool to get the Tomb Raider movies.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a visual thing. Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Those would be really cool in HD.
With Chris Berry, oddly enough.
Oh, that's
Like, he's always very stiff.
Those are on my short list. There's nothing else that's, you know, just got to have. I mean, you know.
I
want to
get
like,
Phantom of the Opera on HD.
And I will have it just because I am obsessed.
I would pick up Serenity in HD, but there was that special edition on regular DVD.
You're
going to
hold out for the extra one?
Yeah, I'm hoping that they'll release a special edition HD version.
Well, if you hold out, they won't do it. But if you buy it, then they'll do it.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing, too. It's like, I would like to see musicals. Like the classic, like King and I and My Fair Lady.
That would be awesome. I mean, like Wizard of Oz in HD.
Would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But no, there's Purple Rain. I mean, come on. It's like, let's have some of the classic visual color, you know. I don't know.
Brigadoon in HD
would
be awesome.
Gorgeous. Yeah, Singing
King and
Rain.
I.
Yeah, they'd be fantastic, but they're not.
My Fair Lady.
Well, I'd be so happy. That's one of my favorite musicals ever.
So, I don't know why they haven't.
They may have Sweeney Todd on HD now, though. I forget what company's putting that out.
I have a feeling it's probably going to be Blu-ray.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Just because they do a lot with New Line and New Line's. Yeah, and I'll Touchstone
again,
and
just see
all
it on
that
the
crazy crap.
It just makes me angry.
So, I have a feeling it's probably going to wind up being a Blu-ray movie.
So I'll have the collection of Blu-ray things I can't watch for a while.
Yeah,
pretty much. Well, I did that with Serenity.
And
I don't think they're going to do a special edition of Serenity anytime soon. The reason being is I noticed something when I was looking, because Serenity was one of the ones, buy one, get one, but I already had it.
Right.
The box art is slightly different. The front of it's exactly the same. The back of it's exactly the same. The spine is different. The copy that I have that I bought when the first six HD movies came out, like the day they came out,
right,
is a silver spine with like a royal blue Serenity logo on it. Well, this one, it's a black spine with Serenity in white, which looks almost identical to the spine of the special edition DVD. So I don't know if they're really going to do one anytime soon.
Who does the Lucas movies?
Lucas movies, Fox. CBS Fox puts those out, I think.
Okay, because Indiana Jones on HBO would be cool.
Yeah.
I know the Indiana Jones. I'm not sure about. I was thinking Star Wars.
I'm just trying to think of like visually spectacular things that would be cool on HD.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling probably by the time they get around putting those out, they'll probably be Blu-ray because that's pretty much how things are going.
Oh yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah,
too.
That's not out on HD.
Mm-mm.
But yet,
not yet.
Movies like The Breakfast Club,
which we need to get for you,
which I do need to get that because that's a great movie.
But yeah, things. I mean, for me, I'm not going to be getting any comedies or anything. Now, of course, Shaun of the Dead may be a different story.
I'm so excited. I
want
to see
But for the most part, I'm not going to be buying comedies and things. I want the big, beautiful,
visually
expansive action movies, you know.
Well, it's not to rebuy, but if you didn't have it anyway, then you can get them on HD.
Yeah, if you can get a good price.
Or if it's something you really love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have the Mummy films on HD just because I love them.
The cool thing when I got the HD drive was that it still had the barcode on it. So I went to the Microsoft site, downloaded the PDF for the mail-in.
You never know.
Yeah, I never know. So I cut the barcode off the box, sent in my receipt, checked the 5 movies, so we'll see if I actually get them or not. Or if they say, oh, something's weird because they only pay like $70, $80 for this drive.
Did you pick out anything good?
I don't quite remember what the hell I picked out because there wasn't a great deal there. I think Black Rain was one.
Yeah, I picked that one.
I know who I am. Glenn got that one.
Yeah. Probably very close in our 5 movies.
Yeah.
I think I got the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory just because it's visual, very visual type of thing. It'd be good in
and
HD.
And they have the original one on HD too.
Yeah. I saw that.
I'd buy that.
So yeah, that would be a good one too. Not my favorite movie by any means.
I love Gene Wilder. I was so in love with him for the longest time because of that movie.
So, yeah, we'll see if, you know, 6 months to a year or whenever those pop up. We'll see if I get them. I'm trying to avoid buying any of those.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case they actually do show up. So, all right. Well, that kind of gets rid of
anything.
You haven't bought anything?
Not really interesting anyway.
Well, you know, I'm trying to help get you to pick out some of the stuff when
we were
shopping for movies.
It's on the other pile.
So, all right.
I picked out one thing.
And we will be back right after this.
Don't forget to come back.
Put a little collar on them so they can be sent back to us if they get lost.
We'll miss you. We'll cry.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into 2 parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways, including these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn, or Christina at podculture.net.
And should they want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Pod Culture, care of Chroma Entertainment, P.O. Box 4117, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47131-4117.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD.
And there are also the official Pod Culture forums located at forums.podculture.net. And you'll find a link to that on our website, www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.